This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister participating in CELAC Summit in Cuba. Government seeking to identify most promising sectors on the Logistics Hub Initiative and infrastructural projects being carried out at several health facilities in Clarendon. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is participating in the second summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, which started today in Havana, Cuba. The two-day summit is the largest political event to be hosted by Cuba in decades, attracting heads of state and foreign ministers from all 33 member states. The leaders will explore issues of intra-regional trade, sustainable development, science and technology, climate change, and social development, among other matters. Member states are also expected to adopt the Declaration of Havana. Prime Minister Simpson Miller, who is leading Jamaica's delegation to the summit, addressed this morning's opening session. The summit is being held under the theme, The Struggle Against Hunger, Poverty and the Inequalities in Latin America and the Caribbean. In the meantime, Mrs. Simpson Miller participated in an official welcoming ceremony at the Palace of the Revolution in Havana Monday, where she introduced members of her delegation to Cuban President Raul Castro. Mrs. Simpson Miller arrived in the Spanish-speaking country on January 26 for a four-day official visit at the invitation of the Cuban President. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says a detailed analysis will be conducted to determine the most promising sectors under the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative. Minister Hilton says the study will involve a high-level benchmarking of Jamaica's offerings against key international competitors based on current and future industry trends.
The purpose of the exercise is to identify the most promising sectors, subsectors and business functions as potential targets for Jamaica's global Logistics Hub.
The industry minister was addressing the recently held Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium for Jamaican companies and investors in Kingston. He is appealing to Jamaicans to have confidence in the country's ability to become the fourth node in the global logistics and supply chain system. Several health facilities in Clarendon are benefiting from infrastructural projects by the Ministry of Health, totaling $121 million. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the projects are at different stages of completion. The initiatives include repair work valued at $29 million on the Rocky Point Health Center, refurbishing of the accident and emergency ward at the Maypen Hospital, and expansion and renovation of the Lionel Town Health Center. Minister Ferguson adds that a submission has been made to the National Contracts Commission regarding the procurement of a new $40 million chiller system for the Maypen Hospital. Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the official opening ceremony for the newly constructed James Hill Health Center in the parish. The James Hill Health Center, a Type 2 facility, was constructed at a cost of $41 million with funding from the National Health Fund under its Institutional Benefits Program. And the Francis Isabella Road in Mount Salem, Montego Bay has been officially opened. The road was refurbished by the National Works Agency, NWA, at just over $6.5 million, financed by the Road Maintenance Fund. Speaking at the recent ceremony, Junior Transport Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan commended the contractors for carrying out the job on time and within budget. Minister Azan also toured other completed road improvement projects carried out by the NWA in St. James, including the Johns Hall Roadway and Bridge, Capitol Heights in Green Pond, and the Salt Spring Road. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.